So the cut and paste sermon, that's one of the enemies of hermeneutics, I believe.
Yes.
You know, the guys who are going online and or they buy a book, you know, 300 sermons for the busy pastor or whatever, and it's just, what is that lack? I mean, what's the problem with that? Brother Jason, let me go to you since you talked about it this morning. And I also want you to comment on Brother Rossiter's apologetics lecture last night, if you would, and then we'll get to some other things.
When you're dealing with the cut and paste, I mean, you can find anything you want to find online now. Sermons are made available. You can subscribe. You can buy them. Even some of our independent Baptist grand poobahs like to put stuff together so that you can download, buy, have the backgrounds. It's all available to you. I'm not against resources. Let me just say that up front. I'm not against reading. I'm not against resources. I'm not against reading messages that have been preached before. I read a lot of different guys who have preached before, and I benefit even some from recent guys that I would not wholesale agree with. I've benefited, you know, even in recent years from Adrian Rogers' ministry. He's got some excellent tools that he uses. But again, if you're not careful, this type of mentality breeds laziness, and it becomes where you just... Right. It's available to you. It's easy. I didn't have time to prepare. And so you just take something that's been repackaged. It doesn't have the same effect of when you're studying it, because when you're studying it, it goes through you first. Okay? And that has to be the case when you're presenting something, is if it hasn't gone through you first, if there hasn't been a submission of your own will and disagreement, like what Brother said here, I've come to some different conclusions as I've been going through. Sometimes I come to different conclusions and I don't want to share them with my preacher friends, because I don't agree with them in the end. I want to be faithful to the text rather than faithful to a fellowship. And so some of them are so condescending, and they have accepted it in the prepackaged form in such a way that they have not studied it out for themselves, or even come to an understanding that there might be the slim chance and possibility that this passage may not be interpreted in this particular fashion. One example that I struggled for really years, with the 1 Corinthians 10 passage, when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away. I had heard the prepackaged, it's got to be the word of God, it's got to be the word of God. But I had never heard anyone exposit the passage in a way that would satisfy me, that would tell me that that's the Bible. And so I had arrived at the conclusion that that was probably the second coming in that particular passage, just the way that it was constructed. And then I read a really good 12-page exposition from a guy who is in... I downloaded it on my computer so I could keep it and revisit it, that basically said, this is the word of God. And so it wasn't until I read that exposition that I was, and I shared it with my staff, because it wasn't until then that I was convinced that that passage actually taught that. So the danger of a lot of this is it just doesn't go through us first. There's no effort in it. You're not giving someone something fresh. And I preach better. I think we're all better when we're fresh.